right, another Sunday afternoon, and it's time to get Sherry in here, who is in on her computer, doing something.
Anything.
Anything. Bring the chair in, baby. I swear I'm going to video this next time. Yeah. Go. Nice work. The concentration on your face is absolutely amazing. Hey, good to have you here today, Sherry.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. It is time now for Gang of Two, a hilarious look at couple dumb.
From a couple of dumbs.
It was really fun this last weekend when we were in Jacksonville. A lot of people coming up to us, or me anyway. You were kind of hanging out on your own.
But I was
coming up and going, hey, I'm a dumb. Where's the other dumb? No, it's very fun. On today's show, we got a lot of really good questions emailed to us.
Yeah.
So you can call us. You can email us anytime you want. Send us questions. We got some good ones. I've actually been sitting on these for a while just because I've been waiting for a question show.
Did it feel good to sit on them?
This is one of those kind of like ask us anything scenarios. We don't care what you ask us. Could be for advice. Yeah. Could be for...
If we don't like the question, we won't answer.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll read it.
We'll read it and then go, screw you.
Exactly. You know, this is our show. We decide what happens on it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. What else? We got a special guest today, too, on the show. Two special guests.
We do. Are they coming over here?
And they're not coming over. This is going to be over the phone.
Good, because the house is a mess.
Okay. And we have your Monday Night Football pick, which you won last Monday.
I did.
We will get into that coming up here in just a little bit. But first, it's time to catch up. Go, Sherry. Do some scatting. Go.
That's
not scatting.
No, it's not.
You have a scat.
I gotta be in the mood. I'm not in a scat mood.
Okay. What kind of mood are you in?
I'm in a cleaning mood. Cleaning, cooking, paella mood.
Now, that's what you're doing today since we are catching up.
Yes.
We are doing a little dinner at the house next weekend.
Yeah.
And it's one of our, I guess it's a wine dinner. I don't know. I don't know how it is.
Yes,
with our
it is.
Wine dinner friends.
Yes.
We've selected Spain, I believe, this time.
Yes.
And so you have volunteered, since it's at our house.
Right.
You have volunteered to be the entree maker.
Yes, yes.
And you are making paella for the very first time ever.
Yeah.
And you weren't going to do it in a real pan. And it took me forever to talk you into buying
I wasn't even going to do it, but then good old Tom.
Chef Tom.
Yeah.
What about him? He made
us buy a pan.
He didn't make us buy a pan.
He did.
He said, why would you do that? Why the pans are made to get that crusty thing. And you have this kind of know-it-all-y thing
I understood that it was not going to be quite the same, mm-hmm. but I also didn't want to have a stupid pan that I was never going to use again.
You're going to use it. I guarantee you're going to use
$10
it.
Says I don't.
The pan was almost $10. It was nothing.
Still, you got to store it.
Yeah, that's true. All right, anyway, so you're practicing that today. I can't wait to try it. What's in the paella today?
There's rice.
Mm-hmm, I know that.
Chicken and chorizo, scallops, clams.
Okay, good.
And then
wonderful.
Yeah, onion.
That sounds good. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else we have? That is what we have going on. Oh, yes. Let's talk real quick about our Patreon members. This is really the only time I've ever talked about this is during the show. During the podcast. I've never tweeted or Facebooked about it.
That's crazy.
I've never talked about it on the Lex and Terry show.
Right.
I've never even officially asked people to donate yet. I've just talked about how people have found the Patreon page and out of the goodness of their heart started donating. We have 14 people
now. That's amazing.
And the reason why I haven't really pushed it is that I'm waiting for the new year. We've decided, obviously, to continue on with the show. It's doing quite well. But we're waiting until the new year to offer some pretty cool things for you people that are donating.
Oh, yeah? Like
but,
what?
But I don't know. Oh. That's I'm going to spend a lot of the vacation figuring
it's gotta out. It's got to be not too expensive because there's...
No.
It would negate all the money we're getting for the Patreon.
Yes, I understand that. But we're getting very close. Well, not very close. We are 1/7 of the way
to your goal for
to,
that.
To the first goal. To the very first goal is to get this piece of equipment where we could actually do the show on the road, anywhere we want to go. It's professional mixing, and you can bring it with you anywhere you want. It's not fun to take with you, but we can take it on the road. We could do live shows. We could take it on vacation with us.
When you say it's not fun to take with you, was it
big?
I don't like
carrying stuff.
Is it big? How big is it?
It's probably about as big as a computer.
Oh, like a laptop?
A little taller.
Oh,
but yeah, have to bring the microphones too.
Oh, so. God.
But yeah, it'll be worth it. I'll just get a little bag going.
Yeah.
I'll have my little Patreon bag, whatever it is. But thank you so much.
Yes,
to all of you who have been donating and following along. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so, so much. We are closer to our goal of our remote studio than after that. There's a couple other things, but after that, it's to hire a producer.
Oh, okay.
I don't care if it's part time.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
And
but
they can do it remotely, can't they?
I think they can.
Hopefully.
It would be fun to have somebody eventually with us, though. It would be fun to maybe introduce somebody else to the show, somebody we could have fun with, you know, things like that.
Okay.
I think it'd be kind of fun. Let's see. What else? We have getting ready for vacation.
Yeah.
Now, we were pretty concerned because we're going to drive to San Francisco and also go through the wine country.
Yeah.
And the wine country's been on fire.
And not in a good way. Not exactly. A metaphorical fire, but a literal fire.
Yes, a literal fire. And we had to contact the lady, the Airbnb lady, who we're not sure if they're ripping us off or not. Because they asked for all the money up front.
Yeah, and it was...
And we gave it to them. And that was stupid.
We were stupid.
But you contacted her.
I did contact her, and she got back to me right away. And I even said, I know you have a lot going on. And she emailed back the next day and said, yeah, there's, you know, I guess the Alexander Valley was really hit.
Mm-hmm.
And this house is in Healdsburg.
Yes.
So it's nearby, but it wasn't, they weren't impacted. You know, the house is still standing.
Yeah. Well, our thoughts to everybody. We have a lot of friends.
Yes, we do.
That live in that region.
Yeah, we do.
So our thoughts are with you guys. And we know that this is a yearly occurrence now.
I hope not.
Bi-yearly.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Tri-yearly.
It's horrible.
Four-time yearly.
Can you imagine living like that, though?
What is it? Bi, tri, fi, four?
If it's every other year.
Quad yearly?
You know, it depends. I went through this once debating what bi-weekly meant. Bi-weekly or bi-monthly?
Bi-monthly is
twice
a month.
Bi-monthly should be every other month.
No.
But the person, yes, bi-monthly means every other month.
Okay.
But this person was like, no, that means twice a month. No, that'd be bi-weekly then.
No.
Yes.
Bi-weekly would be two times a week.
No, be every.
Okay, we're going to argue this. But
and I think if you look at it.
If you Google it, you're
going to Google it, and it can, I think, last I remember, it says you can interpret both ways.
See, this is why you want a producer. Because the producer would be looking that up while we're talking, and boom, we got the info. But we can't. We're doing this shit.
I already looked it up. Trust me.
Okay, I trust you.
I know
you.
These things.
I know.
Anyway, so it'd be bi-yearly.
Okay.
It'd be a bi-yearly event.
Well, we don't want that to happen.
No, we don't.
That's the bottom line, is what we don't want. I don't necessarily like promoting my other podcast during this podcast, but I have to ask people to subscribe and download Terry James Alive, because the very next show that I'm doing, I've been working on this one for a while.
Yeah.
Been thinking it through.
Nice.
Leaving little notes to myself, kind of a little outline of what I want to talk about, which I normally don't do.
Yeah.
I normally have a subject I want to talk about and then let it go. But this might be one of the most important ones I have ever done.
Mike,
in a lot of different reasons. What? Why did you?
I think you hinted to me what it was about, and it makes me sad.
Really?
Yes.
Well, don't be sad.
Okay.
It's all good. This is all good, Sharon.
Okay.
This is all good.
Really? Okay.
Yes, it
good.
Is. It is very, very good. All right, let's talk about the show. Let's do the show now, shall we? Monday Night Football. I think that you are either one over 500 or 500 right now, which
is that
means
good?
You're 3-3 or 4. I don't know what your record is. I should have looked it up beforehand, but
important.
You won last week.
Yeah.
You won last week. So tonight's Monday Night Football game, even though it's not really tonight, I'm saying this for you people because today you're downloading. This is really yesterday. This is, if you're listening right now on Monday, this is yesterday afternoon right now.
This is what yesterday feels like. This yesterday. If we had a producer, they would queue up that. Oh, you can't
exactly.
Play
they would do that. Or they would sing.
Queue it up. They would sing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sing it.
No, I don't.
I don't either.
No,
actually.
We don't want to do that.
No, we don't.
We have a new game we're starting, by the way, and we're not going to tell you what it is. We have these stupid little things like the tanks game.
Oh, yeah.
We have another little game we're trying to perfect right now, which we didn't make up.
No.
We heard another couple that does it, and we think it's so funny.
It is funny. And it's a visual thing.
It's made for us. Let's just put it that way. This is made for our personality. Once we get it down, we are going to video it for you and show you how, so you guys can play it on your own. If you're a couple, we think that this could actually stop arguments.
Oh.
I think it could stop arguments.
Right. Okay.
If the other person is not in the mood to fight,
yeah,
they can end it quickly with one body gesture. And I can't wait to explain what that is coming up. So we do have some questions, but Monday Night Football tonight. Cowboys versus the Giants.
Wow. These are actually two people type of peoples.
Well, okay.
Giants, I mean, you'd be a giant anything, but I'm assuming it's a giant person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Jolly Green Giant. Just it's an overly large person.
Okay.
Right? Would that you say? Would be, well,
not,
what's
I
their...
Know. I'm not in your head. And I, you know what? For a long time, I wanted to see what it would be like to be in your head. I don't think I want to go there.
Yeah, trust me.
I just don't. I do not want that stress in my life.
Is it, what's their mascot?
Who?
The Giants.
It's just a word.
It's a word that walks around?
They don't have a big giant guy or anything. It's just Giants. It just says Giants. That's all it says.
See, that's not even on
it.
Well, okay.
Football Giants against the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, so very large people against equestrian men. Mm-hmm. Men, equestrian men.
Okay.
Well, you know, I think it's obvious if they're up on a gridiron, like gridiron? Yes.
Oh, nice. Ah. That's really good.
Yeah. I would have to say that the Giants would probably overcome a cowboy. A giant would beat a cowboy.
Okay, you really think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my
what
call.
What if it's a giant cowboy?
See, that's the problem. But we're going with giant as a noun, not as an adjective. So,
yes, check out the English major brain on Sharon's.
So it's a giant, like the Jolly Green Giant. It's
okay,
a giant.
So you're going with the Giants?
Yes.
Okay.
Going
okay.
with Giants.
Okay. I don't think you're going to win tonight, however, but you're going with the Giants.
This is my methodology.
This
I'm sticking with it.
And you don't care if you win or lose. That's the funny part to me. The funny part is you've never once said, hey, did I ever get a picture?
I know.
You just don't care.
I don't even know why I do this, but it's fun.
People came up to us at the appearance saying that they're trying to use Sherry logic when they don't have
an
real
idea.
Good feel about what team's going to lose. They say, well, last resort is Sherry logic.
Which
the
is...
other last resort is just not to even pick it at all.
Right.
I guess that's what it is. Thank you to everybody who sent in questions. We really appreciate it. And we're going to get to some of these right now before we get to our special guests. Monica from Orlando says, love, love, love this podcast.
Oh.
I believe I've listened to every episode at least 3 times.
Whoa.
That is awesome. I love it. Hard to pick a favorite, but if I had to, I would say the show when you guys got high together. It was so funny.
People say that. People love that show, and
I think we've done much better.
Yeah,
it was fun.
We did was laugh.
Novelty. It was a novelty. It was real.
Yeah, it was real.
It was fun.
We were real high.
Anyway, it says here, we had a party at the house Friday night, and we played it for our guest. Everybody loved it.
Oh, God.
If that's what it takes to advertise this show, by all means.
We'll get high every week.
We'll get you 3 people at a time. I'm fine with that. It says, thank you for all the laughs and showing us how easy love is if you want it to be.
Oh.
That's really kind.
That is nice.
Isn't that cool?
It's not always easy.
It's not.
No.
But if you want it to be, it can be.
Yeah.
If you're looking for to be pissed off at somebody, if you're looking for, you know.
Sure.
There's many times that I have to remind myself, and it's nothing that you've done or you're not being mean or anything, that you just have to remind yourself, I want to be married.
Yeah.
I want to share the rest of my life with this person.
Yeah.
And, you know, and do what it takes to get there.
Yeah.
And to respect each other, not be so mean.
Work together.
Yes. Yeah. But yes, nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
God knows we're not.
Not anywhere close.
No. But we're also, I think we're better than a lot of other couples I see.
Better at?
And arguing.
Oh.
Not arguing.
Yeah. we'll argue. It's not like we don't argue.
No, but I'm just saying we're pretty...
Like right now.
We're pretty good at it. We slough it off.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a... It doesn't stick with us. Anyway, gosh, I'm forgetting Monica's question here. I was taking the ass-kissing a little too literal. Mm-hmm. I was enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Says, I do have a question, though. When was the most proud that you've been of one another?
Oh, geez.
I got two that came to mind right away.
I'm proud of you a lot. Every time you make somebody laugh, which is all the time.
What? Huh? Hey. So you get proud of that?
Yeah. That's a skill.
I really need to pick up my game a little bit.
No, that's a skill. And, you know, to make somebody laugh, we're like, geez, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, I guess. I'll take it. Listen, if you're proud of that, why am I arguing you being proud of me? That's stupid, isn't it? See, we're fighting already.
That's what comes to my mind right away. I can't, I'm sure there's better examples, but.
Yeah. Well, two things came to mind for me. One is an obvious one. When you graduated college.
Oh, yeah.
I was up in the stands bawling my eyes out. Only because I saw how hard you worked.
Oh, didn't I? Whew.
I mean, I would have been proud of you no matter what. But I've never seen anybody step through so many fears. You hated math.
Yeah.
You didn't want to learn another language.
Right.
You did all... And what did you do? You made... Not only did you just... You didn't do the bare minimum for language. You said... I'm going to actually minor in Spanish.
Yeah.
And you did, and you did so well at it.
And what? Magna cum what?
Magna cum laude.
Yes.
Yeah, you did well. But the funny part is you didn't even know you graduated that. However, I mean, I remember that and how hard you were studying. I still remember sitting in our house in Ponte Vedra. I'm laying on that big fluffy couch, which I still wish we had. Our couch
couch was awful.
It didn't look good.
No.
Man, was it comfortable.
It was, yeah.
It was comfortable.
It
was good. Now, but it looked like something like your...
Oh, it was awful.
If somebody used the material for one, it would be in a grandmother's house as a doily.
Well, back when, you know, what was that?
Beachy boho.
No, what was that other...
Slumlord or whatever it's called.
No, God, now I can't remember the term.
Slumlord, that's our style.
What was it? Oh, damn it.
Slumlord.
No, don't say that.
Scuzzy.
No.
Shitty.
Shabby chic.
Shabby chic.
Remember when shabby chic, what was that, like early 90s or something?
I guess.
I don't know.
Well, that's
mid 90s.
Yeah.
No. It was all the rage. Let's not bring shabby chic back.
Anyway, so I'm laying on that shabby chic couch. And just hearing you cuss yourself out.
Oh, my God.
You were working so hard and for so long. And congratulations on your...
Thank you.
It was a very proud moment for me. But I hope that you are really proud of yourself.
I was. I really
need to be. I've never seen anybody step through so many fears. Going back to school at an older age.
As an advanced adult.
Well, I mean, you were what, in your 40s?
Well, when I first went back, I was in my 30s.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, and the other thing that came to mind when I was really proud of you, and you're going to laugh at this.
Oh, God.
Is when we were in Texas, and we were with all my coworkers at Malibu Grand Prix.
Oh,
and they had this drag race thing.
Yeah.
With the light, what's it called? The tree?
Christmas tree.
Christmas tree with the lights, you know, red, yellow, orange, green, go.
Yeah.
And nobody could beat you.
Yeah.
It was these fast dragsters. They were on a rail, but nobody could beat your reaction time.
Right.
Nobody could do it.
Yeah.
And at first they thought it was fun. Then.
Then they started
Then they were getting pissed.
Yeah.
The guys were going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, somebody beat her. Somebody knock her off her bed. They were so angry at you beating the shit out of him. And I was just standing there smiling going, you picked on the wrong person when it comes to cars. That's the way it is. So you dominated.
I had some experience with drag racing.
Yes, you have. You have trophies and everything else to prove it. So I was very proud of you that
moment.
It was very fun to sit back and smile and go, almost like that's my dude, you know. I know that sounds bad. That's my dude over there kicking ass. So, question number
two. I'm going to go blow him later.
Man, I've never wanted to blow somebody so hard. Question number two is Randy from Oklahoma City. Hey, you couple of dumbs.
Oh.
How often do you tell each other, I love you?
Oh, God. I don't, to say hourly would be too much, but it's close to it.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
Do you ever get tired of hearing it?
No.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You?
No, I don't. It means something. There are certain times when you say it that it really kind of still, even at this age, kind of, and this late in the relationship, kind of takes my breath away.
Oh,
at a certain time that you say it.
You know,
like if I'm doing something or you catch me doing something weird or something, you just touches you for whatever reason, that means a lot to me. But we say it to each other all day long.
Yeah.
It is a thing. And, you know,
maybe we should say it less so it might
mean more.
I don't know. Does it mean less since we say it all the time? I don't know. It doesn't to me.
Well, it doesn't to me either.
Well, then let's shut up. You shut up.
Why the fuck?
Don't even.
You're the one. Why did you just volunteered in front of everybody to say I love you less because of this dude in Oklahoma City?
No, it just occurred to me that maybe we should revisit that.
You know, I don't think so. No, I think it's
so
fine.
Either. I'm good.
But to answer your question, we say it all the time.
Yeah.
And when I say it, I mean it. I don't, it's not like it's out of habit. I don't think. I usually say it when I'm looking at you a certain way or we laughed or something. There's many times that you and I are sitting on the couch laughing our ass off and I'll say, God, I love you. Things like that. And to answer your question, and if you are one of those dudes that's afraid to say it, and if you really feel it, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Let it out.
Are there dudes that... Well, why would you
Guys do not like the word love.
Yeah, but when you're in a relationship, it's not like, oh, I'm giving away my hand. Okay, you're in a monogamous... I'm assuming at that point, monogamous. And it's like, there's not a secret here anymore.
A lot of people hang on to their love and want to save it. And like they real like it's a piece of gold or like a golden ticket from Willy Wonka or something. Like, oh, you get my love thought. No, I've loved other people.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think I've ever loved anybody to this level.
Aww.
And I like love. I really do. And it's not just love between two people.
Shouldn't you love love?
I love love. And I like the whole idea of loving what you do for a living and loving yourself. And
yeah.
I just think it's a real important thing. And you guys that are afraid to say it,
don't
be afraid to say it. You know, and you ladies.
I don't know if women are. I've never met anybody that is, but
I don't know. I've had bitches tell me they love me so often. It's crazy.
You're just so sick of it. That's why I'm going to stop saying it.
You said it first, by the way, in our relationship.
Yeah, I think I did.
You did. And I was like, yes. I don't know why that was a victory because I was thinking it all along. All right. Question number three. Erica from Ponte Vedra, Florida.
Ponte Vedra.
He lived there for a while. It says, love the show. It's the only podcast I actually listen to.
Wow.
I have two questions for you guys. One is, when will lovely Sherry have another have a nice day story?
Oh.
We all know what's coming when she has one, and it cracks me and my husband up every single time.
Next show. Let's do it on the next show.
We could do it another show. Yeah, I enjoy doing it, even though you know what's coming.
Right.
It's funny to us because it's legit, and your timing makes me laugh because I have a nice day story. So we'll try to work one in. If not the next show, definitely the one after.
Yeah.
If we remember.
Right.
But it is a half a nice day. We will try to do that for you, Erica. Then it says, where did I lose it? Question and two, it says, on a previous show, you mentioned that it's not necessary, to know every detail of your partner's past sex life. This is something my husband and I often struggle with. We've caught ourselves going down that road a couple of times, and we've actually used you both as an example to stop. I guess that's good.
Yeah.
So how do you shut it off in your mind? Is it really not that important to you guys?
I don't ever think about it.
No, I don't think about it either.
It would bother me if we overlapped. I mean, like if, you know.
No, seriously, I don't want to know.
It
I
has nothing to do with us.
With our relationship. You have to realize that people have had a past.
Yeah.
And
we didn't get together when we were,
sure,
you know, 10 years old. So,
yeah.
And I'm glad of that. Honestly, I'm glad of that.
Well, that would have been really creepy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, though? You've had a past. You've learned from it. Mm-hmm. It made you who you were when by the time I met you,
exactly.
You had some experiences, which is good. Yeah. I am happy for that.
And I love.
I want to thank all those women.
Thank you, babes. Thanks, ladies. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
No, I just, it doesn't, you know there was a past. I'm never jealous about that.
Yeah.
You chose me.
Right.
We're in this thing.
Yeah.
Deep. 26 years.
Yeah.
We're in this
Ain't
thing.
Ain't no going back now.
And it's just a moot point of this.
Yeah.
You know, did I say that right? Moot. At this moot? Point, it's moot. Is what I meant to. What the hell's this binging going on?
I don't know.
It's emails coming in and it's pissing me off. I've tried to turn that off on my computer and it just keeps binging all the way in. So I apologize for the bing.
Did it show? Do you think it showed on the?
I think it doesn't go through our headphones, but you can hear it in the background. It pisses me off. Anyway, so yes, that is, I think it's very important to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very important if you're the one and if it's in your head that you just are looking at your partner thinking about how many times she's had wieners in her mouth or how many times your guy's been drilling somebody from behind doing all these things that they're doing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think about this. It's,
yeah, it has no bearing.
It really isn't. And I love what you said about you've learned from these. I think these are all things that got us to the level we're at now.
Right.
Because I don't think decisions that I made when I was younger sexually or even not sexually,
right,
I don't want to be held accountable for them now, because if I had to learn from them, if I learned from them, I did those obviously in the past because I didn't know better. Now that I know better, I would never make that decision again, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, anyway, question number four and our final question, Mike from Panama City Beach,
PCB.
Okay, says, this is the single most bestest podcast ever.
Nice.
Big giant letters.
Nice.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Says, thank you for letting us into your lives.
Oh, how nice.
I love picking up on little tidbits of information about each of you. Here's a question that I believe will help me to learn more, even more about you guys. Who is your favorite fictional character?
Fictional.
Mm.
You should have told me this before so I could give it some thought.
Well, while you think about it, I will make mine is,
okay.
This is a cop out of an answer. I don't like fiction. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I do not like fiction.
Yeah.
I like documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
I like, even if it's a movie, I like it to be based on a true story. I don't like science fiction especially.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to choose a fictional character, and this is funny because I've had the guy on the Terry James and Live podcast, Richard Box, my favorite fictional character might be Donald Shimoida.
There you go.
From the book Illusions.
Yeah.
Who is like Richard Bach's messiah kind of guy. They're flying around and that.
That is a cool character.
But even then, I believe that story to be true. I even told Richard Bach when I had him on the show that I would take his books and that are in the fiction section and I would take them out and put them in nonfiction.
Yeah.
And he thought that was hilarious, but I'm sure he went, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Nobody
people
can find my
looking
books.
For it.
Yeah.
And now that's in, what? Thanks for doing that, asshole. So let's hear it.
And I love fiction.
I know you do.
Let
me try to help spur your memory a little bit. It could be somebody who's inspired you.
Yeah.
It could be something that you've learned from, or maybe a character who has a certain strength that you wish to possess.
Yeah.
Am I helping?
No.
Because I thought I did really good.
I know.
How is this so hard?
Because there's so many books
just
I've read.
Just grab one. No, they're not going to throw you in jail if you're wrong.
You know what? You know what's coming to mind at the moment?
Yes.
Just off the cuff.
Okay.
The Ents.
The Ents.
E-N-T-S.
What is that?
You're going to laugh. I read this when I was 10, okay? There are adults that read this book, but I think this is a better book for an adolescent.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, God.
I love those characters so much.
Hold on a minute. I've been married to you for 26 years, known you for close to 30. I've never heard you once talk about Lord of the Rings.
I know. I read it when I was 10. I never read it again. But that one character, this is not characters, a group of characters. But
yes.
The Ents were trees. They were trees that could, from what I remember, I think they could speak. But they could move, too. Not real fast, but they could move. So they were like tree people, maybe, I guess.
So why are they a favorite of yours? What did they do that was
from
so
what
cool?
I remember, you know, I love trees.
Yes, you do.
And I did even before, you know, even before I read this book, I've always loved trees. And I think that J.R.R. Tolkien loved trees, too, because the Ents were very ethical people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
They were
that.
On the good side. They were, from what I remember, God, this is going way back. They were on the good side because it was, you know, that's the story of good and evil, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. That was good.
I know.
That was so hard and a real reason. And I hope that helped you figure out more of who we are as a person.
Yes.
Is what he said.
Terry's a dreamer and I am a nerd.
All right. It is time to welcome our guests. We have on the line some people. I don't even know how to introduce them. Jackson is my brother. Barbara.
Big brother.
Barbara.
Big brother.
Yeah, Jackson's my big brother. He still has to get that big thing in.
He is big.
And Barbara is my sister-in-law, who I call sister. So I don't like to put the in-law in there. She's my sister, damn it.
We're lawless.
There you go.
Now, you guys have something going on that we hinted about on a previous Gang of Two show. And I think it's a great idea. And I love the fact how you guys just tackle stuff. When you come up with an idea, both of you go for it. Once it makes sense to both of you, you're kind of all in on it.
And, yeah, only this time it took a year.
Well, hey, good ones take a long time for sure. Now, they have, and Sherry, I don't know if you know exactly what's going on with what they have going on.
I do not.
They have developed a website, and it's something that you and I have struggled with many times. We talk about this, and I think not if we're talking about it, everybody's talking about it, because you and I are not the most...
organized.
Not necessarily organized, but... We're
intelligent.
Not, we are not.
There's a lot of words.
Well, we weren't really going to go there.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. The word I'm looking for.
Good looking, skinny.
Could have gone a lot of ways.
Yeah. We are not slaves to our television.
No, not at all.
Yet we still find ourselves, how do we spend what time we have catching up on something that we liked before?
Yeah.
Taking tips from people that, you know, like your friends, have you watched so-and-so? Have you watched something like that? But they have developed a thing to help people like us out.
Oh.
And it's more
of
like...
You know, if you're not slaves to your television, you absolutely are a perfect audience because you're coming in cold and clueless.
Exactly, kind of
like
life.
Yes. Cold and clueless. Yes.
So you have basically a kind of a concierge service for people like us, right?
Yeah.
Well, we call it. We've come up with this phony baloney thing. We kind of reinvented ourselves, and we were reinventing our retirement. That looked like it was going to run out of money sometime in the future. So we made up our titles. We are TV curators and concierge specialists.
Okay, now what does that mean?
Well, it means I like you. I'm glad you brought up that you don't watch that much TV. And if we weren't slaves to our TV before, we are now when we started this. That's the unfortunate part. But hey. We get paid for watching TV, so it's not all bad.
And it's not just TV. But, it is like everybody has a TV in their pocket now.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. Why I call it the screening room. It's the screens. We call it our glass. And it's not just about TV. It's about podcasts. I don't know if you've heard, there's a great podcast out there called Gang of Two.
No.
We listen to it all the time. You know?
Really?
This chick rolls in her... She's mad. She's rolling in a chair and it's banging.
You think
off
it's a the wheelchair?
You know what? One day it will be.
Yeah.
One day she'll be wheeling me into the room in a wheelchair.
Stop. Stop.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Okay, I'm knocking on wood. Okay. What? Do you want that to happen?
No.
Jesus. Yeah, no, but anyway, I do want to tell you congratulations on this podcast that you do. We listen to it almost every Monday, or not almost every, but sometimes it's Tuesday, but it's a hoot.
Yeah, we have fun.
We try to make it the cocktail hour.
Well, yeah. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, so, but anyway, back to that thought. It's podcasts, it's YouTube, it's television. The glass has taken over our lives no matter what. And back to the point I was trying to make, we have a service where we recommend things, but the main thing, we save time. There's so much good stuff out there, and you only have so much time. You don't want to waste it looking for it.
So,
who are the best people to go to for advice? Like, how often have you and I asked each other, Terry, what are you watching? What have you been watching?
Exactly.
Well, that's the same thing.
You guys must spend a lot of hours on video.
Yeah, and we're retired.
Yeah. And Jack, I don't think you sleep anymore. Isn't that what I heard?
Well, I wasn't sleeping, but now I am. I've got that mask.
Good. Good.
He's the Lone Ranger in there.
Yes. No. He's Rocky Dennis. Thank you. I did a mask joke, everybody.
And we didn't get it. Oh, Rocky.
Rocky Dennis, the guy from The Mask. Come on.
Wait. Did you hear what she just said?
What?
He just went by. Say it again, Barbara.
I said, at least it's not a dick joke.
Thank you.
It would have eventually gone there.
Give me a couple minutes. All right.
No, first the mask. Start at the top.
All right. So tell us more about the concierge service. How does this save us time?
Well, you know, if you got a couple seconds here, what happened was, and you know this, I had some health problems. I had open heart surgery, and I had way too much time to sit on the couch. So I started watching TV and I went, man, TV has really changed. How do we keep up with it? And years ago when we lived in Jacksonville, we had a little notebook we kept by our couch where we made notes and we said, and that's what led to it. And we call it a binge Bible. So we're keeping track of the shows we watch. I mean, how many, you're not a big binger, you do, but you get lost in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Talk about time wasting, watching two episodes twice when you didn't have to, you know, that doesn't get it.
That's true. There's many times I go, I've seen this one already. In fact, there's also shows that I don't watch anymore that I used to binge because they took so long to come out again, like Orange is the New Black, things like that. It's like, I don't even care anymore.
Yeah.
Well, and I've done that too. And one of the services that we do, we have on every show, we have a little binge clock. So you know what you're going to invest. How much time are you going to invest?
This
in the
is
show?
The part I love.
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
How many
episodes? I have 200 hours.
Exactly. I love that. I love that idea. To me, if it was just that, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Not to tell you the truth.
Well, there's a lot of ins and outs, and there's enough for everybody to do it. And it's a cheap service. You know, to hire specialists such as Barbara and I.
Nice.
And we're even giving away to the gang of two listeners 2 free weeks of our newsletter if they just go to webingetv.com. You can see what we're all about.
Now,
we'll give you 2 weeks.
Now, what does the newsletter do? Because in my mind, I'm going, I got a newsletter. You know, what does that do when I get
what do I get for
that? We have some articles where we go into depth. We have featured interviews. We have featured podcasts. Just little blurbs. We don't want to waste people's time reading the damn newsletter either. It's kind of like a bullet point, but we do dive deeper into it. We give links. Saves time. I get real involved, and I don't know if you've watched a show. I have a show out there I love called Justified. It's got a guy by the name of Timothy Oliphant and Walton Goggins, and I just eat their interviews up. You know, I go to YouTube. So I'll even throw in a little link if there's a short little story about a show. you've got a link to go watch an interview, because
that's cool.
I enjoy knowing about the people, the showrunners, the directors, the actors, and what they've done. So there's that in there. So whatever your television is, you can get your jollies.
It's kind of like, you know, when people are now love to listen to albums again, LPs.
Yeah.
Because they sitting down and they like reading who the producer is. They like getting more involved, looking at lyrics and all that. So that's kind of like what you have going on. And I think that's super cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to sit around years back with my laptop and on my lap and being on I don't even remember the website that tells you about everything.
I don't know.
Wikipedia.
Oh, Google.
Yeah, I'd go, who's that? I've seen them before. Who is that? What show were they in?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I'm that way, so I do that. So, you know, we save people a lot of time, and hopefully they can have fun on the time they do spend with their screens.
That is good. Now, do you guys like agree on all the shows to watch? Do you watch shows separately, or do you watch things together and kind of come up with a team kind of critique?
Barbara, you tell them
all,
about how
all the above. First of all,
okay,
we have shows that we watch together.
We call it
date night. Shows that we specifically must watch together, like Handcuffs, because it is a fight if one watches ahead of the other. Like Suits, we would never have. You cannot watch Suits without.
It's like
each other.
It's like cheating on your wife, man.
You can't do it. That's an affair. That doesn't work. There are date night ones, and then the shows that, I mean, he's into all of this shoot 'em up, death, blood stuff. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
That's like enough already. Mm-hmm. And I like things that are a little more artsy and fun, and I like to laugh. I'm a happy person. So if it's not making me smile or making me laugh, or at least letting me laugh through a thought process, then I'm really not all that interested.
Nice.
So we have quite a variety of shows between the two of us. We cover the gamut.
Oh, that's a...
Have you guys, and I'm going to throw a show out there because everybody's starting to talk about it now, and I don't know if you've seen it yet. You probably haven't, so don't feel bad if you haven't. Is the Eddie Murphy Dolomite movie?
No, that is on our list. Dad had told me about that.
Oh,
and then
is...
I watched one that Lex, and that's how our binge Bible works too. Somebody throws out an idea. You don't have the time to watch it. You know, it's all about the TV environment in the world is so convoluted, big, and platforms. I mean, and then you mix in all these new shows, 500 a year, and I'm back watching old Rin Tin Tin TV shows from the 50s.
Man.
Somebody make
it simple. Much time.
yeah, you guys, you do have too much time.
That is really pretty dumbed down.
But I watched one that Lex would recommend called Stranger Things or whatever.
Oh, people love that show. Yeah.
It is good. I put off doing it. So that's what our binge Bible does. It reminds you of what you wanted to watch, you know, 8 months ago. I mean, it just slips away.
Well, that's
There's
great.
Too much TV. That's the problem.
All right, everybody, go there and sign up for the newsletter. And when you got the whole website, because I know your website and talks with you, you know, just personal talks. And if anybody that's ever designed a website, it just is something that will consume and take over your life, because there's always something to do. There's always. Like things to make better. There's always things to add. So it is, get in on the ground floor on is what I'm saying with these guys. Everything's going to be growing with them. And I definitely am going to sign up for the newsletter.
Nice.
What is the website again, guys?
It is WeBingeTV.com.
Okay. WeBingeTV.
Kind of simple to remember.
It's very easy. WeBingeTV.com. And for those of you that did not have a chance to write that down, in today's explanation of the podcast, there will be a link on there. Just look for that. Click on it. Get on over there and sign up for the newsletter.
Do it.
Guys.
We're clickbait.
You are clickbait.
Speak for yourself.
Well, guys, thank you so much. You know what? I'm going to say this. You guys should do a podcast. I know everybody has one, but Barbara is one of my favorite people.
Yeah.
She is so smart and so witty and so confident and strong. And she's a lot like Sherry. In a
way. I was going to say, we're in the same boat.
Yeah, you and I are just dumb fucks sitting around doing our thing.
We're along for the ride.
Yeah, nice try.
Exactly.
Nice try.
No, but it's true. We both married out of our league and enjoy it.
Again, nice try.
So, Sherry, you ever thought about being gay?
All the time.
Maybe it's time for us.
I'm gay for Barb.
There's your new shirt. I'm gay for Barb. Nice. I will make one for you today. All right.
We'll leave you with that thought.
Well, thank you for having us on the show, guys. And you know, Sherry cracks us up, man. Aww. I love listening to her. I cannot believe the stuff she comes out with. And you're lucky to have her, Terry.
Aww. Absolutely. Guys, good luck on everything. We'll keep passing it on to everybody. And I think it's a phenomenal service you guys are giving people.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
And us, we're just going to say goodbye for the rest of the show today. We'll be back with you guys next Monday. And thanks for listening, everybody, to another Gang of Two.